It's that time of the week where OKEV magazine officially goes to press. This week we've been looking for your happy stories to spread around the county. And to round up the stories that have made it onto the front cover, joined here in the studio by producers Tom and Paul. Hi again, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so what's story number one, Tom?
Solway's Got Talent. Geraint Howell, chairman of Solway Singers, joined us to share why he is happy.
We're singing this year on May the 2nd, 3rd and 4th, and Andrew Johnson, who was a few years ago very well celebrated in Carlisle as a winner on Britain's Got Talent, has agreed to join us and do some solo items.
And the next story on our front cover is Psyched for Sedaka. Lorraine, got a hand on some Neil Sedaka tickets.
I just love his voice. He just sounds like he's permanently smiling when he's singing. It was 2010 when he was last here. So, and I saw this come up on Facebook and I thought, I've £61 it's cost me. I'm fourth row from the front. I sold one of my gold rings to bolster ticket funds.
And if you look at the picture on the front cover, she's holding on to those tickets for dear life. Hearing Lorraine's story, it prompted Denise in Seaton to pick up the phone. So headline number three, wonderful, wonderful. Denise is seeing Johnny Mathis in Manchester.
Yes.
Just the mention of the name and already the voice. Oh, dear, dear me. And it's not you going online to get the tickets, is it?
No, it's my wonderful husband.
What an absolutely fabulous fellow he is.
He is.
We should have him canonised, I'm thinking.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So he's going to be attending with you that concert. And then the concert date. What date are we heading to Manchester?
12th of April.
The fourth headline is Sleeping Beauty. Louise had a reason to be cheerful for her birthday.
I shall be going to see a ballet.
Any particular ballet?
Yes, I'm going to see The Sleeping Beauty. And it's one of those, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, then. It's one of those fantastic live screenings that they do. So I can't physically be in Covent Garden, but I can watch the performance.
And the final place on the page is a scientific success story. Students at Broughton Inverness Primary School have been given a national award in science. Youngsters at the school took part in after-school science, technology, engineering and maths classes known as STEM, set up by engineers from BAE Systems. Jackie Grant, Graham Kevin, headmistress at the school, joined us on air with some of the pupils who took part.
STEM club was already an active after-school club. Hopefully we can enable them to go on then and look at being, you know, our next generation's future engineers and scientists.
Hello, Kian, how are you?
Good, thanks.
And how long have you been a member of the STEM club?
I think always.
It feels like always. That's dedication. And what do Mum and Dad and members of your family think about this National Crest Award?
I haven't told them yet.
You haven't told them yet?
Hi, I'm Gregor.
Hello. So the STEM club, tell me about, what's the most recent project?
Making rockets, actually.
Rockets?
Paper rockets.
What would you like to do when you eventually leave school?
I think I'd like to be a BAE systems engineer. They like make submarines for the army.
And that's it. There you have it. It's the completed front cover for this week's edition of OKEV magazine. We've ran with the theme of happy. It's been the happy cover. If you'd like to take a look, it's yours to download. facebook.com/BBC Radio Cumbria to see the finished article. And all as I can see looking at the front cover is a lot of smiling faces, as
a
you
lot
would
of
expect
smiling
to
faces.
See.
Yeah.
It's lovely, yes, of course. It's a happy issue. I mean, if we had the morose issue, then it might not be as good. As of next week, the grumpy issue.
Well, I have the envelope in front of me.
You got the envelope?
Right.
So the editor, Bless, has made one of those secret visits, because we're still not 100% sure as to who the editor might be.
I'm still sure it's a woman. Waft of perfume. Yeah. And today, sealed with a kiss. There's a bit of lipstick on there.
Sealed with a kiss, but a lipstick.
See, I saw Lord Lucan riding away on Sugar.
Right, so
okay. Into that envelope. What is going to be our theme next week?
This sort of makes sense, actually. The next week's issue will be the mothering issue.
The mothering issue, of course, a week on Sunday.
Mm. Yes.
Don't forget, week on Sunday. So all next week will be heading towards Mothering Sunday for that reason. Mother-related stories.
Yeah, and I guess mothering as well. It's quite almost a broad term, isn't it? So when you're sort of looking after someone, maybe a midwife or someone who's caring for something, when have you mothered anyone?
Okay, mothered anyone or anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come to think of it, Paul, yeah? Mm,
absolutely. I think that will get the stories coming in next week.
Okay, mothering it will be. If you want to give us a call this morning, if you have a mothering story, next week we'll...